Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
DiVincenzo fires up a three. Ball tipped and deflected, and Hart comes up with another offensive rebound for the Knicks. Oh, he's the and Anobi drives down and throws it down, and the foul! Brunson will inbound, and Obi gets it, hands it back to Brunson. Under a minute remaining. Brunson goes inside, foul from behind. Shot is good, and one! Jalen Brunson, the gift that keeps on giving! Brunson double team right away. Hart has it, gives it right back to Brunson. Brunson drives, kicks it up top to Hart. Hart puts up a three. Bang! Josh Hart from downtown! And the Knicks lead by three. Timeout Philadelphia! Batum will inbound, but Maxey's also going to look to get in the shooting motion right away. Batum looks, has Buddy Hield. Hield launches it up, the shot is up, no good. Hart has it, dribbles it out, and the Knicks win. The Knicks advance to the second round. Eliminate the Sixers in six games.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I know it's corny, but we gotta do it. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. A damn good Friday morning. As the New York Knicks are moving on. And this roller coaster of a series finally comes to an end. Knicks in six. They'll look to take on the Pacers next in a wild ride. And let's go, Knicks fans. It's me and you, 877-337-6666. We got Fliegelman on the other side. Me and him were here. We got here at 9 o'clock. We're in the back, one of the back offices watching the game. And what a game it was. And just an unbelievable, I mean, there's really not even much to say other than, I mean, just your nerves are at their ends. You can't handle what's gone on in this series. I mean, this series, it was short everything but a seventh game, and thankfully, I don't know if anybody would have been ready for a seventh game or could have prepared for a seventh game, but I mean, not everything was difficult. Everything came down to the last second. Every single game was nip and tuck, and each single game has its own story and unique feel. And this game, my God, the Knicks come out, and we talked about it, coming off that loss... in game five, blowing a 6-point lead with 28 seconds. This was going to have to be, going into that building, it was going to have to be a good start for the New York Knicks. And you were going to have to get DiVincenzo going. We talked about that. And that's exactly what happens. They come out on fire. The Knicks come out on fire, take it right to Philadelphia, who early on you could see, and we talked about this too, early on, you could see whether Embiid was going to be the guy who couldn't move, like we saw in Game 5, or if it was going to be different. And early on, it was different. And Maxey wasn't involved. Embiid was running the offense. But it didn't matter. The Knicks absolutely blew them away. DiVincenzo starts hitting threes. They're playing the exact kind of basketball you want to see. Brunson gets the first shot of the game, but that was the end of the hero ball. They're moving around. He's getting double-teamed. They're passing the ball. He's trusting his teammates. They're hitting big shots. And Anobi is getting his own basket, hitting big shots. And they build a 22-point lead in the first quarter. And, you know it's not. You might think for a half a second, wow, the Knicks are going to run these guys right out the gym. And then you know that's not going to happen. You know that's never going to happen. But you did not expect the second quarter that the Knicks gave you. An absolute disaster of a second quarter where they're outscored 32-15 and have a 22-point lead not only vanish, and not only vanish in the first half, but you are trailing. And Fleeks gave me a statistic. It is the first time in 25 years in the NBA playoffs that a team was down 20-plus points in the first half and led at halftime. I mean, just the first half alone. And obviously it's the Buddy Hield, and that was what you were afraid of. Buddy Hield, who did absolutely nothing in this series. I wasn't even sure he was still on the team. Our former program director, now obviously WIP afternoon drive host, Spike Eskin is tweeting out, Buddy Hield can never see the floor again in a Philadelphia uniform. The second that tweet was delivered, he goes out there and shoots the lights out and practically single-handedly brings the Sixers back into this game and overrun the Knicks. And their offense was completely discombobulated. DiVincenzo stopped getting the ball. They were bad turnovers. Embiid was just at will, taking Hartenstein to the basket. I mean, just at will. And that first half alone is crazy enough. But then you get to the end of this game. The Knicks rally from that three-point deficit at halftime after all the nonsense, after everything that went on. And this team, I mean, what can you say? They overcome every single obstacle. They don't make it easy. Just look at their free throw percentage. Can you hit some big free throws down the stretch? And finally, they do. Finally, Brunson and DiVincenzo do hit some big foul shots down the stretch. But, I mean, time and time again, Brunson's given Philadelphia free chicken, if you can believe that's a selling card. And God knows they need to sell tickets down in Philadelphia. But if you think of everything this team has overcome, and I was just talking with Marco as I'm walking in, and I'm kind of all over the place. My emotions, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, the game just ended. I'm pumped like you are, and we're going to get to your phone calls early here, 877-337-6666. I'm going to get to you early because this is your night. It's not just my night. We don't need to hear me ramble on for 20 minutes. Tonight is everyone's night, bro. Tonight is all your nights, bro. You don't need to hear me ramble. We just watched the game, but I got to give a little bit. But we're going to get to the phone calls right now. But everything this team has overcome, the way they bounce back after that pitiful performance in the end of that game, and then to blow away and absolutely just give away a 22-point lead in the first half, you figure they're dead. I have to admit, I had my doubts. I'm sitting there going, well, I mean, listen, I didn't think they would have a problem getting, you know, back from that devastating loss. And sure enough, they did. But now this game is completely tilted. Embiid looks as good as he's looked the entire series. Hartenstein can't stop him. And Mitchell Robinson, when he plays, can't get a basket. He's under the basket by himself looking to pass it. Go up and dunk it, Mitch. No bench. No Achiuwa, no anybody. DiVincenzo played, did he play every minute of this game? Yes. DiVincenzo plays all 48 minutes. Anunoby plays 45 minutes. Brunson plays 44 minutes. Josh Hart plays 46 minutes. They bring in nobody into this game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, it's just, but everything they overcome, and to rally back and to find yourselves down 10 points at one point after leading by 22, and to still come back, make the plays, completely take Maxey out of this game. I mean, we went into this game thinking about, hey, they got to take out Maxey. You live with Embiid. He looks hobbled. You got to take out Maxey. Maxey scores 17 points in this game, 1 for 6 from downtown, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 6 for 18 from the field. Really didn't play a major role until late with the layup and the goaltending call. Really didn't play much of a factor in this game. Obviously, Buddy Hield and me and Fleas are talking about it. We were fearful that we were going to be talking about the Buddy Hield game forever. I mean, he comes in and just starts throwing daggers after not being anything in this series. And then, obviously, Batum hits three threes. Like, it was everybody else. Oubre scored 17 points in this game. It was everybody else. But this Knick team keeps coming back and keeps fighting back. And despite all the different things that went wrong in this game, in the big moments, for every game except Game 5, the Knicks are there to make the plays. And Brunson, down the stretch of this game, has that sequence where he hits back the step-back three and then the three back-to-back. He has the 6 straight points. The dunk, as you heard in the highlights, by Anunoby, passing up the three and going to the basket and slamming it down. And, of course, end one and missing the foul shot, which is a storyline in this game. We'll get to it all. But Jalen Brunson down the stretch, Anunoby down the stretch, and then, of course, Mr. Afraid to Shoot. Mr. At times in this game, going to the basket, looking timid, even going to the basket. Had a couple of shots earlier in the game that were important, but to have Josh Hart, who they left wide open, because you knew they were going to try. That was a shot Philadelphia was comfortable with, tied up. And after that brutal call on the goaltending, which I don't know, I was screaming and going nuts. I got to watch it again. Does his fingertips just barely touch it after the backboard? I guess it's overturned. They tie the game after the foul shot. And the biggest possession of the year, as Mike Breen called it, the biggest possession of this series ends with a wide open Josh Hart for three, and he nails it. And then they play the foul game down the stretch. But ultimately, what a performance by these Knicks. And to overcome everything they've overcome all year, to overcome the terrible loss of last of Game 5, and then to overcome blowing a 22-point lead, to still be the better team down the stretch, to still be the more efficient team down the stretch, to still be the team that makes the shots, makes the plays. They are tough. They are smart. They are well-coached. Yes, they are well-coached. And this team, right now, I feel like can accomplish anything. What a win. What a great series. We have 5 hours to break down every angle of this game. I want to get to you. I want to get to the fans right now. We'll break down all the different plays. You'll bring them up. I'll bring them up. We'll talk about all the different things in this game. But the game just ended. And if you are one of the lucky few who are in Philadelphia, call me up. Whatever you're doing, at the bar, at your buddy's house, watching with your pops, whatever you're doing, call me up. Let's talk about an incredible win. Let's talk about a great series and how the story isn't how the Knicks blew their one chance to wrap this series up in Game 5 and how they overcome blowing a lead and that there's nothing and nothing. And as I said, I was talking with Marco, there is nothing this team can't convince themselves they can overcome. Because as much as it sucked to watch that game on Tuesday night and watch them blow Game 5, and as frustrated as we all were, watching them blow a 22-point lead, watching them play down the stretch of this game, watching them take it to an Embiid who looked like the MVP, watching Brunson hit those shots in the fourth quarter, watching the defense they played, watching Ananobi take it to the rack, watching Josh Hart hit that three-pointer, and watching this team finish off this game, maybe everything needed to happen so that we could get to a point where nothing will shake this team. Nothing. And moving forward, there's no reason why they can't beat the Pacers, and there's no reason they can't beat the Celtics. Let's go, Knicks. 877-337-6666. Let's get to your calls. Mike, out in the parking lot in Wells Fargo. What's up? You at the game.
What's up, C-Man?
What's going on?
Trying to pull out of this gosh darn parking lot.
That's all right. Soak it in. Soak it in. Soak in your surroundings. Look at all the miserable people leaving.
I brought my son to his first playoff game. Oh. Hey, say hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
You lucky son of a gun. Look at you. Your first game ever. Congratulations. Good for you, Dad.
Exactly. Great playoff game. Thanks for everything, C-Mac.
All right. Good luck pulling out of there, I suppose. Maybe, if you guys want to give me a little bit more than that, that's fine. I'm open to, a little bit more than just, we're in the parking lot, my son's first game. Thank you for everything. You're welcome for everything. Sal in Staten Island, what's up, Sal?
Oh, C-Mac, I'm going to give you more, C-Mac. I am fired up right now. This is awesome, C-Mac. We didn't have a sliver of momentum in that second quarter, in that third quarter. The tide started turning, and in the fourth quarter, you just watched Jalen Brunson in every big shot.
Jalen Brunson, as bad as he was in the final 5 minutes in the overtime of Game 5, he was great down the stretch. I did think he threw away a ball. Even the bad pass to DiVincenzo that goes out of bounds down the stretch, I blame DiVincenzo. What are you doing cutting to the basket? You're going to be open for three. He's picked up his dribble at the foul line. What are you going to do cut to the basket? Sit there and wait for that pass. I thought even that wasn't his fault. He was great down the stretch. He missed the big foul shot off the end one, which bothered me, and he missed four foul shots in this game, and their foul shooting is brutal. But ultimately, you're right. Down the stretch of this game, he does hit the two foul shots at the end of the game. He comes through with every big spot. He gets to the basket. He hit those mid-range floaters. And that end one, I know we just talked about how he missed the foul shot. He's got two guys draped on him. Somehow, even though he's got the dribble picked up, he figures out a way to split them and get that shot off. What an incredible shot. That shot, the 2 3-pointers he hit in succession to give them an 8-point lead. And listen, they blow the 8-point lead, which is frustrating. I mean, and I'll give it to the Sixers, man. They don't quit. They don't give up. They're down 8 points after that dunk. Ananobi misses the foul shot. They come down and hit a three, and suddenly it's a 5-point game, and they're right back in it. I mean, everything was hard fought. Nothing was easy, and yet they figured out a way to be the better team 4 times out of 6. And it's just, I cannot wait for the next series, especially being at the Indiana Pacers. It's going to give me all kinds of 90s Knicks feels. I'm looking forward to it. But this team last night, Brunson, their superstar, was incredible down the stretch. Incredible.
Yeah. And one other thing. I mean, Josh Hart, this whole game looks lost. He comes in the fourth quarter, gets that huge shot. It looked like he had no interest in shooting the ball.
No, he looks for DiVincenzo. He looks for DiVincenzo, and then he's just, I'm so wide open, I have to take the shot. And at least he shot it with confidence, because if you look, and thank you for the call, Sal. Early on in the game, he hit a couple shots, if my memory serves me right. He was part of that early offense that built that 22-point lead. Then he started to look timid, and we've seen him look timid with shots before. And I remember one in particular. He goes down the lane and pulls up from 4 feet, and it just looks like he didn't want to shoot it, but said, "What else? This is what I'm supposed to do." He looked timid. He looked afraid. He looked all kinds of wrong. And I didn't want the ball in his hands. I got to be honest. And Philadelphia had no problem having him take that shot. You could see they are so quick. That defender didn't give him this a second. They moved right to DiVincenzo. They left him wide open at the top of the key. I mean, corner threes, top of the key, that's what you're looking for. And he's wide open at the top of the key. And I'll give him credit. He looked confident, and he hits the biggest shot of his life and the biggest shot of that game and sends the Knicks. I mean, from there on, it's playing the foul shot game. The Knicks hit their shots. I thought they fouled Maxey a little early on that first one, only took a second off the clock. It didn't really feel like they benefited from it, but off of what happened in Game 5, if he gets past that first defender, he could be putting up a shot before you know it, and that couldn't have happened again. Even if it was a miracle shot, you can't allow Maxey to hit a shot. I don't care from where, the logo, half court. If he puts it up and it goes in, you can't live with yourself. So they foul him probably a little bit early. They hit their foul shots. They foul him again. And then ultimately the final shot by Hield goes off the backboard. Knicks win. But so many key plays down the stretch. I love the Anunoby play. He passes up that three and goes right to the basket. And how many times have we seen, you know, guys go to the basket and there's contact and they get the foul line, but they don't go up strong. We've seen block shots. We've seen missed layups. We saw DiVincenzo try and do multiple, you know, reverse layups underneath the basket instead of just going strong and taking on Embiid straight up. And if he blocks your shot or he fouls you, at least you are physical with him. And we talked about that yesterday too. And at least they did that on that play. And he missed the dunk earlier in the game. A wide open dunk, Anunoby. But he was able to create his own shot in the beginning part of the game. He hit a couple of big-time threes right on the Sixers bench. That big one, I think, tied the game at one point. And then that dunk to put them up 8, I thought sealed it. And yet Philadelphia continues to come back and tie the game. But the Knicks make the big shot. The Knicks make it the big possession. And the Knicks figure out a way to get off the deck and win this game. It's an incredible performance. Spencer in Milford. What's up, Spencer? You were at the game tonight?
Yes, sir. How we doing?
Good. It didn't sound the same way it sounded for Game 4, but still, a lot of Knicks fans. It sounded like, you know, there was a battle between the two fan bases out in the crowd. What was it like being a Knicks fan, I'm assuming? I doubt you're calling me as a Sixers fan. So what was it like being a Knicks fan out in that building, in that crowd last night?
I got to be honest with you, bro. I don't know if there's any, like, real Sixers fans. They faded pretty quick. They threatened violence. They didn't follow through.
I'm glad you're okay.
We're good. I mean, they're actually really nice, to be honest with you. But we buried them. You know, like, we watched them break. It was heart-wrenching for everyone, but we broke them. Josh Hart broke them. Hustle broke them.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
They didn't want Game 7. They did not want Game 7. I promise you that.
You know what? I got to be honest with you, man, Spence, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm gonna have a hard time knocking the Sixers after this game. They're down 22 points in the first quarter. They're leading by 3 at the half. They're down 8 points with what? Let me get the exact time. A few minutes left? They're down 8 points after that dunk from Anunoby. And they come back and tie the game. 2:43 left in the game. Anunoby goes to the lane, throws it down, takes an 8-point lead. And they battle back. I have no problem killing the Sixers. I've been calling them mentally soft this entire series. I have a tough time calling them mentally soft after this one. One, Embiid showed up and played as good a game. I know he didn't get as many points as he did in Game 3. He was brilliant in this game. And he took Hartenstein to the basket anytime he wanted. Hartenstein had no chance. And I thought he was on the floor too much. I understand the offense he gives you. I do. Early on, he was hitting those floaters. He had, 14 points in the game? He played relatively well. But there were stretches of this game where their offense was a little bit in a funk, and they were just giving easy baskets to Embiid because he can't stop him. Embiid even hit pounded him into the paint, put up the layup for the sixth time in a row, and then gave the too small to guard me. I thought Tibbs was really late in adjusting to getting him off the floor because Embiid just had his way with him. And while Maxey didn't do anything, they had other guys step up. I'm sorry. They hit a shot. Josh Hart hit a shot. I'm not going to kill this. I think today, let's talk about what an incredible series it was. What an incredible back and forth. I think nobody quit, and I think nobody broke. I think the Knicks just were better down the stretch and hit the big shot. Josh Hart hit the shot. They were playing off him and leaving him wide open the entire series, and they did it in the final moments of the biggest game, and Hart came through. But I think you got to give credit to the Sixers. I thought they played their hearts out. I thought they played a great game. Other than Maxey not really finding himself, I thought the bench players played as well as they could play. The role players played as well as they can play. Embiid was unbelievable in the game. And they came back from 22 points within the first half. And then they were down with 2.5 minutes left, down 8, and worked their way back to a tie game. This is about the Knicks much more. Much more. And we weren't sure how that was going to be. I'll be honest with you. I think it's fair at different parts of the series. Certainly at the end of game two, necessarily. But it could have been. This could have been a series and a game. Talking about, and especially the way besides game five, the Knicks have always been better at the end of games. If they finish off game five the way they did, we could have that talking point about Philadelphia and, you know, the folding and what the history of that team and the history of Embiid in the playoffs. And that could have been a major talking point. But after they got off the deck and won game five, and then the multitude of ways they came back in this game, this is much more about the resiliency of our New York Knicks than it is the folding nature of the 76ers. This is about the Knicks. They went out and took this game. Game two might have been handed to them. That's fine. And they handed Philadelphia game five. The Knicks took this game. Manny in Hell's Kitchen. What's up, Manny?
Yo, listen, I'm a Brooklyn fan, but I got to give my flowers up to the Knicks. Listen, celebrate, my guys. I don't see any reason why you can't go to the end. You guys are going to beat the Cavs, the Miami, the Orlando Magic, the Celtics. Nobody got anything on these Knicks. These Knicks are Cinderella. These Knicks are going to win it all. Salute to you guys. Celebrate. It's over. Also, salute to my boy down in Fort Lauderdale, John Wiener. Salute to you. I know this is your team. Let's go. It's over.
Let's go. It's over. Let's go, Knicks fans. What a series. I mean, if you just think about the roller coaster that was this series, it's about as intense. And let's be fair. I was sitting there with Fliegelman. He's like, I'm not used to this. My teams don't make the playoffs. And specifically, let's just talk about the Knicks. It's been a long time. I understand, you know, last year, they've been in the playoffs a handful of times over the last couple of years. They had the disastrous series of Atlanta. Then they pretty much roll and out-tough, especially the bigs of Cleveland in that first-round series and just beat up Cleveland. It was never a series. And then they were out-toughed and out-hustled and, you know, out-cultured, because the Heat have that culture, you know, by Miami in that second round last year. This was the first time that they were in a heavyweight fight. I know they're up 3-1 at one point in the series, and they're up 2-0 at one point in the series, but every single game was a knock-em-out, drag-em-out fight. And ultimately, they're not more talented than the 76ers. They're not. I think you could argue they're just as talented, but Embiid is an MVP, and he showed it. I mean, his ability to shoot, he's incredible at the foul line for a big man. Just, he's an incredible player. He hit that one with time expiring in the second quarter, or it might have even been in the third quarter, where he was almost as far as Maxey was in the game tire the other night. And I'm just like, well, if he's going to hit that, how are the Knicks going to win this game? And yet they rally back. They continue to fight. I'm watching the Villanova 3 at the press conference right now. I mean, this is as good as it gets. And this series was as intense, and you love it, man. You got to live for this stuff. It's sickening. It's hard to go to sleep the other night. It's going to be hard to go to sleep tonight. Probably a little bit easier, but it was hard to sleep the other night. It was hard to get through your day knowing the Knicks blew that chance to finish the series. But today felt special all day long, waiting for this game. And watching it, watching the roller coaster, up 22, down 10, up 8, tie game, missed foul shots, missed dunks, enormous threes, big time plays, like everything. Massive dunks. Embiid taking it to the lane with will. You know, a player in, Hield, who had nothing to do with this series the entire run of it, suddenly comes through and changes the entire game within a few minutes. I mean, this series had everything. This was the most fun series the Knicks and their fans have had in forever. And I'm enjoying it. And we're going to enjoy it all morning long. 877-337-6666. Like I said, we'll get to all the different things. I know I kind of just rushed through that open. I wanted to get to you. We'll get to all the different plays. Call me up. What was your turning point? What's your favorite moment, not only of this game, but of this series? And we'll start, as we get later into the morning, to look into this series against the Pacers, who finished off the Bucks earlier in the night. And the Knicks and Pacers at it again in the postseason. And for me, I know last year there's a lot of talk about Miami, and I understand Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning, those battles going back. But for me, I will always remember Knicks-Pacers. That will always be my enemy. That will always be the series that I would get up for the most. Those were the series I hated the players the most. I hated Rick Smits. I hated Reggie Miller. I hated all the Davises. I hated everybody. Knicks-Pacers. After they just finished off the Sixers in one of the most just gut-wrenching, heart-exhilarating six-game series you'll ever see.